afternoon from the University of Southern California, and welcome to the Annenberg Radio News Update on this October 6th. I'm Daniel Tran. Terminally ill patients in California can now choose to end their life and their suffering. Michael Radcliffe brings us the story.
California is now the fifth state to allow assisted suicide for terminally ill patients, following Governor Jerry Brown's signing of the End of Life Option Act into law yesterday. Opponents of this law are worried assisted suicide will become overused as an alternative to long-term care. But Crystal Smith of Compassion and Choices, longtime proponents of this act, disagrees. The group also calls this a victory for every terminally ill Californian and plans to reach out to doctors and pharmacies with education and outreach. Governor Brown wrote a personal note after signing the bill, saying that he would not know what he would do, but would feel comfort knowing that he had the options afforded by this act. He added that he wouldn't want to deny that right to others. In response to the bill's signing, the group Californians Against Assisted Suicide released a statement criticizing the governor's personal decision, saying that his wealth and access to high-quality care is different from many Californians living in healthcare poverty. Sherry Bebich Jeffy, a professor at USC's Price School, says that both sides indicated that if they lost, they would fight to reverse the decision.
Well, it costs an awful lot of money these days. Quite frankly, I'm not sure there's enough time to get it placed on the November 2016 ballot.
But Californians Against Assisted Suicide says that it is currently reviewing its best options moving forward. Michael Radcliffe, Annenberg Radio News.
Average. That is what two Bay Area agencies rated the Los Angeles Metro rail system in a statewide evaluation of rail transit stations. The study gave the Metro a C grade and found that four out of the five worst performing stops in the county can be found on the Blue Line. On the other hand, the report found that the Westlake MacArthur Park station on the Red Line was the highest performing stop, notching an A grade. The grades were based on how well stations encouraged ridership and created thriving rail-oriented neighborhoods. Los Angeles County is home to about 3.4 million immigrants, but the number of deportations has dropped nearly 30% since 2012. This appears to be part of a nationwide trend. Jen Mac Ramos brings us the story.
The Associated Press reported today that the United States has deported the fewest number of immigrants since 2006. Though deportation rates have been low, there are underlying factors that may not be included in the data. Stephanie Canizales, a USC PhD candidate in sociology who studies international migration, said that these numbers do not include the people who are awaiting deportation right now and other factors.
The question of omitted data, the reports that I've read say that the number of deportations generally don't include people who were caught at the border.
Immigration has taken center stage lately as politicians like Donald Trump have made suggestions that immigrants bring criminal activity to the U.S., but Canizales said that there's evidence to the contrary.
And research actually shows that immigrants are less likely to commit violent crimes than the native-born population.
Canizales said one reason deportation is down is because the Obama administration is focusing on only deporting those few criminals. This is the third year in a row that the deportation numbers have been dropping. Jen Mac Ramos, Annenberg Radio News.
California film and television producers are breathing a sigh of relief today. Erica Lee tells us why the Golden State is reclaiming its title as home of the silver screen.
Television production in Los Angeles boasted a 3.8% increase in 2015, according to Film LA press release today. Last year, Governor Jerry Brown signed a tax credit bill in efforts to retain and attract television and movie production in California. The bill tripled California's tax credit. The goal was to bring back productions that have left California in preference for other parts of the country. Film LA attributes the increase in production to the new tax credits. Film LA officials anticipate an even greater increase by the final quarter of 2015 due to incentives for new projects. Erica Lee, Annenberg Radio News.
Burbank police are on high alert tonight in anticipation of an event at a popular donut shop. A flash mob-style car meet called Krispy Kreme Tuesday is expected to draw thousands to Burbank. Previous Krispy Kreme Tuesday events have resulted in heavy traffic and hundreds of parking violations as participants mob the donut shop. The flash mob is set to start at 9 p.m. in a location that will be disclosed an hour and a half before the event. That's it for this hour for all of us here at Annenberg Radio News. I'm Daniel Tran.